That's right. We've just begun getting some paint onto the silos. So what we've got here is an artist from Perth. He's originally from the Netherlands. His name's Mark Ireland, and he is painting the three silos here in Ravensthorpe over the next 3 to 4 weeks, I believe. We at Form have partnered over the last couple of years with CBH to do a few large-scale projects in and around communities that CBH work in. So this year is our second iteration of the project. We started in Northam in 2015 and had two international artists complete them. And this is our next stop.
Jamie, what's it like having these artists, and at the moment we're looking at them on top of a cherry picker right up against the first silo to our left here. They're painting all kinds of green triangles by the looks of things. What's it like having them on site?
To start with, there's a few safety issues and that we thought we may arise, but the JSA's doing that form of filled out have worked out so there should be no issues. We're actually outloading at the same time, but with the steps we've put in place, there's no safety issues, but yeah, it's going to be quite interesting to see all these green triangles and see what they turn out to be.
You mentioned the outloading because you're right, literally metres away from the cherry picker where the guys are actually working from, there are trucks underneath the garner bin outloading grain, so it's a little bit of almost like playing Tetris, trucks in and painters up.
Yeah, at our pre-start this morning with the locals, we knew that form were going to be here, so we spoke about what we were going to do, so we've got barricading up. We've told our Weybridge girl that to let all the truck drivers know that there will be people in a high reach around the area, and that when they do come on site to make sure they follow the proper traffic flow and they stick to the speed limits.
Tell us a bit about these silos. How big are they? How much grain stored in them at the moment?
These silos here, they were built in 1982. They're flat bottom cells. They hold 5,000 tonne each of wheat. And they're about 25 metres high, so yeah, and we inload at them about 300 tonne per hour, and outloading is roughly the same. So they're about 25 metres high plus the gantry over the top.
So Rhiannon, tell us exactly what these green triangles, what are they eventually going to be?
Well, they're eventually going to be a particular type of Banksia that's endemic to the Ravensthorpe area. So it only exists in a band between Albany and Esperance, this particular species. And so what he's actually doing is depicting the different stages of development of this particular plant. So it'll be through all stages of growth, so a different scene or a different stage on each of the silos. And then he's got a couple of lovely little pollinators as well that he'll sort of incorporate into the design. So there's going to be a honey eater and also a honey possum, which are two really important pollinators for that particular plant.
And these silos, as you would expect, are round. So is he just painting one side? How's it going to work?
No, he's going to try and use as much of the full of extent of the curvature as he can. It's a different way of painting for him. So he spent sort of the last few nights up really quite late gritting everything up and trying to account for all of those curves as well, because typically he just, you know, paints just a straight facade of a building or a wall. So this one he'll have to take into consideration as well, but he'll try and use the full extent of it.
And when it's completed, Jamie, are you expecting people to start stopping on the road and perhaps wanting to have a look? Or do you think it's visible enough from far away that people can get the spectacle as they go past? Because we're right here on the highway.
I reckon that will be one of the major issues going forward, is people will want to stop and have a look. And depending on where we can find places for them to pull off and park, because I dare say there's going to be quite a few grey nomads. So you can imagine they're going to want to stop and take pictures and have a walk around. So during harvest, we might have to fence the area off so they can't get in anywhere near where the trucks are. But during the off-season, we might be able to set something up so they actually can pull over, stop, have a look, have a coffee, walk around them and have a decent look at them.
Rhiannon, you mentioned that this is certainly not the first project that Form's been involved in, partnering with CBH on site to put a mural of this size and magnitude up. How do you choose where and what is going to be painted?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we get a huge amount of emails and phone calls from people all over the state saying, oh, come and do ours next. But essentially it's up to CBH. So this year there are a couple of sites that were potential, and we go by the direction of CBH and where their priorities are. And for us, I mean, the most important thing is for them to be a really nice surface, and these ones are perfect. They've already been sort of primed with a with some sort of paint or sealant before, so the paint goes on really smoothly, and that they're big and visible. I guess that's the and these ones are so fantastic because you can see them sort of from both ends of the town as you drive up. And so we're really quite, you know, hoping that hopefully people will see them from the outset and not take that bypass around the town and actually come into the town and experience Ravensthorpe as well, because yeah, it's a beautiful little town with lots of charm. So hopefully these will invite people in and spend a bit more time here.
How much does something like this cost?
It ranges. I guess it depends on the size of the of what it is, and also the artist and what their work actually is. So I mean, anywhere between sort of probably 70 and 120 grand. So we raise a lot of money to do these types of projects. So Forms are not for profit, and CBH are our biggest supporters and sponsors of these projects, but we also raise additional funds through our other funding streams as well to put these kinds of projects onto the ground.
And Jamie, just finally, what are people saying around town? What do they reckon about this?
From what words I've heard around town, most people are very interested to see what's going to go on there, and most people are very excited about what this may bring to the town, because you can actually see it from the top of the hill before you go down a bypass. So hopefully instead of going around a bypass, I'll come through town, which will then bring revenue into the town. So yeah, most people are very excited to see what's going to be up there, and yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they think about it when it's done.